Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world. Issues, etc.
They learned that Dr. Gosnell had infected his patients with venereal disease from unsterilized instruments, and that he had sent woman after woman to the emergency room with punctured uteruses and intestines. Untrained, unsupervised workers injected dangerous drugs into women undergoing illegal late-term abortions. Case after case, Dr. Gosnell and his assistants induced labor, forced the live birth of viable babies in the 6th, 7th, and 8th month of pregnancy, and then killed those babies.
That's Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams talking about Dr. Gosnell, an abortion provider, and the story is even more horrific than his description would lend us to believe. Apparently, the police, first investigating drug charges, illegal drug charges, discovered what they're calling a house of horrors in this abortion clinic, and it had been going on for a long time. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. on this Wednesday afternoon, January the 19th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Wendy Wright of Concerned Women for America joins us to talk about this case. For the first few minutes of this hour, then, Dr. Clifford Putney joins us, author of the book Muscular Christianity. We'll talk about the Christian commitment to masculinity in the late 19th, early 20th centuries here in America. We'll round off this hour of Issues Etc. A conversation with Dr. Alan Carlson of the Howard Center for Family, Religion, and Society. We'll talk about the propaganda campaign of the founder of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, how successful she was, how successful she still is, even though she's long gone. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can send us a tweet at @issuesetc. Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. Wendy, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Are you at all surprised by what they discovered at this abortion clinic in West Philadelphia?
You know, the conditions of this clinic even shock me, and I've heard some of the worst. When you read the descriptions of them finding bags of bodies of babies, of the feet of the babies having been cut off and kept in jars on shelves, the numerous complaints that had been filed against this abortionist over the years, and yet government officials did nothing. The Department of Health did not investigate, even after it's reported of malpractice, of the abortionist slicing women's uteruses open and then just sewing them back off and sending them home. The conditions are shocking even for a late-term abortionist.
Why does it have to get this bad before law enforcement steps in the case of an abortion provider? Had he been a plastic surgeon or any other kind of medical provider, I don't think they would have waited this long. Is there kind of a legal kid gloves policy with abortion providers?
I think there is. In fact, it's not even the gruesome abortions that he did that caught the attention of the officials. It was the officials looked at the fact that he was handing out prescriptions. It was called what's kind of been known in the medical world of being a pill mill, of just handing out these prescriptions willy nilly. It was only then that the best of the officials came into the clinic and stumbled across what they call the House of Horrors. And yes, I think you're right. It's because abortion was involved that none of the complaints regarding abortion were investigated. The abortion lobby is too powerful, and they have too many friends inside government, that being elected officials who won't pass good regulations, like just basic safety regulations on abortion clinics. And then they have their friends that are inside the regulatory agencies, like the departments of health in states throughout the country, that refuse to do what's the basic minimum, and that's just simply investigate these clinics when there's a complaint.
Wendy, why does the abortion industry itself, I would think it would be in their best interest to regulate themselves to avoid legal scrutiny. Why don't they?
That's a really good question. I have no idea, other than perhaps deep down they think that this is okay, or this is collateral damage to ensure that abortion is available even up to the ninth month. Maybe it's their way of getting around the laws that don't allow late term abortions. In Pennsylvania, where this happened, abortions are not supposed to occur late term after 24 weeks. And yet, Gosnell, this abortionist, was doing them 6, 7, 8, 9 months. So perhaps it's because there are some in the abortion industry or the abortion lobby that they'll turn a blind eye in order for these late term abortions to occur.
Two quick final questions. Isn't this, in fact, just kind of the picture of the back alley abortion that the pro-choicers are always warning us will occur if abortion is regulated? About 30 seconds.
Yes, it is. And let's be realistic. Every abortion ends up with a maimed body, a dismembered body of the baby, and women who are hurt. So in this case, it was incredibly egregious because these babies had already been born after he killed them. But in every abortion, a child is killed.
What is the lesson to be learned from the multiple murder charges now being filed against this abortion provider in Philadelphia? 30 seconds.
That our government officials have got to be doing their jobs, and we need to be pressuring them to do it. The Departments of Health and other, like the OSHA Department, need to be looking at every abortion clinic to make sure that these egregious kinds of actions are not taking place. Like, for example, he was not even cleaning the instruments between the patients, so patients would end up with sexually transmitted diseases.
Wendy Wright is president of Concerned Women for America, based in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to Concerned Women for America at our website, issuesetc.org. Wendy, thank you very much.
Thank you.